Gonna go and daven the stuff. Zivam daven kuf aleph. Begin the middle. Begin the test master. Begin with the gemara. Hika zebuchulu, kila zebuchulu. He hit him. He cursed him. A hika shnei mevasachas, or he hit both of them at the same time. Then chayv is yimichayv, which Tais points out. This is what's called zubein tzarich lemezukatani. If you're saying one after another, and then you're saying even at the same time, of course, if you can do it at the same time, yimichayv. L'chosh l'misim minechad. They weren't concerned about saying it a different way, the other way, because oftentimes it's what's called zu. And no, because given Rabbi Yehuda Polag Allah, since Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, he differentiates between them one after the other at the same time. So it's more appropriate to first say the case that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Tanakhama, and then the one that is going to disagree, it's different. We have to say that order with the Tanakhama too. However, Rabbi Nachanal goes, his gear says, Hikar Shneim, Akilah Shneim, if he hit both or cursed both, then Bein Mezachas, Bein Mezachas, whether if it's one after the other, or whether it's at the same time, that then you're going to be chai. And says Taisus, meaning so it puts it together. Says Avin Lahakshas, don't ask that, how could you say that there's a chiv? What do you do with Shlokish in if you have pigol, one type of iser and nicer, another type of shabon, which mix with each other. Why? It's not possible that one's not going to have more than the other. One's going to be nullifying the other. And the diacosm is there with the Gemara and first with it. Oh, that's what I said, because since you're going to be warning, but you don't know which one, and it's a doubtful warning because you're not for sure being on both of them, so that's not considered a valid warning, therefore it doesn't get lashes. So this is Maishna Mahacha. Why is it different from what we're saying over here? If you hit both of them at the same time, that you can be chayiv. Why? But you don't know which one. Even though you're eating both over there and here you also, but you don't know. So why here you can be chayiv? Why isn't it considered asra safek lishma asra? So it's later masaka parable. Why? You know it's definitively that he's violating the negative prohibition and the death penalty of hitting his father. There you don't know which one's more than the other one. Actually, not violating both. Technically, it would be for sure one, but you don't know which one. And therefore, you have to be lengthy over here. That's why over there, that one could be potter, whereas over here, it can be chayv. Next says, Master Bingham, the Gemara, Oila, that says the terminology goes to that Mishmer, Bal Karchle. Doesn't say Ola, because he has to. So it's a little bit of wonder, because who said that Ola means that he has to? Maybe it's talking about that he could force his way in and not only be the avid, but it's going on the name Mishmar that can't stop him. Who said it's for him that he has to? Now, if both of them were in the same one, okay, then he'll be able to get one portion. So it says, Tim, it's one. Why didn't the Gemara then ask? One portion, obviously. So the Gemara says, since we already said this one before in the previous non-Tzadik Testament days, we say over here, the same terminology. But the Gemara already mentioned that idea of Chelik Echad. And therefore we say that same thing over here. Which I would turn to you. The parak Nisal Nusa with Taisism, and that we could do in the next parak Mitz Chalitza. So the words of the Gemara Hakamash Alon was teaching us the mean Shleish Shudim Lahakris, that you need to have three people that know how to read the words Keindayin, like judges. That's why we said judges, even though really could be three adjudicators too. Now that specifically is regarding Lahakris. Avol B'Sham Dvarim says Taisus for other things in Zok Shibekimen, you don't need that they should be proficient because V'Chil Asav Tov, even if they don't do good, you Chalishav Lebekin. They could ask those who are professional what they should do. I'm a creeper to run reading, and the hackers, if they don't know how to read to them, the Yom and the Yavam, like Yuchul, they shall begin to make you not be able to ask them, they read well enough, not even realize what they're even doing wrong. So next says, Master Bingham, the Gemma, and Shakal. No, so you can't have it equal. So by Sibin Lay, you have to add on one more, as we get to this odd number. Now, Hachaga Bechalitza, yes, over here by Chalitza, so Shabbat makes sense, the Imbez and Shakal, but you can't have it equal, Bezdin, my Sibin Lay, therefore that's what we know, you have to add on one more, even though it only says even number, because they could come and pluck to the seat. In my Mishnah, we find there's many different disagreements regarding how the halach is supposed to be, so you have to have an odd number of Dayan so they could come to a finality. Ablin Simichas Barber, regarding leaning on the bull, being a Mishlisha, you need to have three Zikanim, why? Because that's difficult. Why there's no disagreements? We're some of the testers can say, yes, it does not make a book. There's also disagreements over there. Being Chokoicha, do you need that the elders are there and they're saying, do we have to push all our energy or is it enough for just A little bit, as the Gemara says in Chagigit of Zayin, Tezema Bezin, you have to have an odd number there too. But Yishav, another part you could say is, no, but Chol Duch Nibin Roy LeBezin, anytime that you need those who are fit for Bezin, ain't Bezin Chaka, you can't have a Bezin Chaka. Bezin always has to be an odd number, nothing to do with needing a Hachra. No, he says, Mazda Begin with the Gemara, okay, Zikne is Shnaim, that's two, and Zikainim is Shnaim, that's two, that's therefore that's four, an odd number, that's going to make a five. That's that Mandama. Now, Pesach B'Kohen Rashi says, what's with another pasuk? There's another benikshe yivim te'ilab le'in zikin, that the yivam is going to come to him, to the eyes of the elders, says another time the word zikin. Says Rashi, hanach te'alakar, it's going, those same zikin we mentioned before, if it's not counted as another two. But Chai says, v'in yelri, that doesn't seem to be correct to the because the Rish had in the beginning said, n'edab gimon b'ez ma'apik, the Gemara learns out, how do you need three professionals? It says three times the word l'kim. But I mean, we don't say l'kim basad l'alakar, that, oh, it's the same word l'kim, it's going back in the previous one. So when it says something over here with zikin. So Bamri says, no, the Hazikain B'le'ene, this other pasuk that Rashi brings, where he says, again, by the words La'ene, it's Sukhul Mech, but that's necessary to be written, if it's not extra to add another to the young. Because they have a cause of an extra vim to Le'enehem, but would leave but the words again, would say that the Yavim comes to their eyes, how many would sound like it's going on everyone? Yavim Suma Le'yach, instead of the Yavim is a blind, he can't do Chalitz. Well, he said, Le'enehem is a kin, the difference is to the eyes of the elders, that they have to be able to see. But if Chalitza was from the blind person, Chalitza is to ensure the Chalitza is going to be down. Knuck says, Mazda Mingle is the word Tigma Mibayle, that we need the word Zikna Ida, let Abba said Yaitis to include even regular people. They don't have to be Dayan. The answer says, Mintay Mingle say, what do you mean? Mazkain and Amaylu Mashmalay Zikna Ashtuk. Why do you need Zikane to include Hedyaitis? Why wouldn't you know from the original word Zikanim that includes elders from the marketplace and they could be regular people? Because I'm a peg basket, like you know, says in the last peg and say, Dalman Aleph, a peg, I'm the Sedgen, Dalman Aleph, that Eloy Bishaptech, not Bishaptech, I mean, I would have said, Zikanech, as a fellow Zikne Shuk, even elders from the marketplace, Gabe Egal Rufa, like we say regarding the parts of Egal Rufa. So, Stage Bisham, what you can say is, no, the Shan Elchir, it's different because the Chsid Hasha'ara, it brings the Yimam up to the gate, Mashma Sanhedrin sounds like the gate, the one of the Sanhedrin, and therefore, from the words just Zikanim, I would have thought to say you need, therefore, Zikne Ira is necessary to include Hedyatis.